you anyway.
St. Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong. Armstrong.
It's a mass of raw energy.
Keeping you connected. This is WLER, Butler Cranberry, your rock station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you to another edition of our Grassroots Show here tonight. Local music on The Rock Station, 97.7. Here we are, final Sunday of April. And we are ready to play you some local music and a nice visit tonight with a gentleman who's getting ready for Ragu Festival. Here tonight, we'll have a visit with Lyle Border coming up, but we've got Mr. Utah Burgess in from Shady Lady Productions. Good evening, Utah.
How you doing, Bob? And look what we found hanging around the station.
Oh, we've got a special guest already in, huh? Roy Ramone is here with us as well. Roy, how are you?
I am doing good today.
Yeah. We've got an event we're going to talk about that's coming up in a month as well. But first of all, our condolences. We've lost a dear friend in Mr. John Cyprian, who was leading the Butler County Veterans in Need, and shockingly, we lost John in the last month here.
Yeah, that was a real shock. It was like we're all in a scramble mode to carry on his legacy. Butler County Veterans in Need is not going nowhere. We had an emergency board meeting, and I was promoted to president, so yeah, we're not going nowhere. We're carrying on his legacy.
Great. That's great. Of course, John was the longtime director of the Veterans Affairs in Butler County and was in retirement, but had stayed extremely active, even stepping away from his county role. He never stepped away from anything because that is, for many veterans, their lives and their legacy as well. And certainly John will leave behind a tremendous legacy, but the Butler County Veterans in Need is such an important organization. And give us a little background, if you would, before we talk about a special event coming up in May. What does Butler County Veterans in Need do?
Well, we have two different portions to our program.
Okay.
The first one is a financial, we help veterans at no fault of their own, like if they get injured at work and they get behind on their rent or something, mm-hmm. we could pay their rent for them. We could help them with their utility bills.
Okay.
We could help them with their car payment so they don't lose their car payment. But we have a max of that we could use for each veteran is $1,500.
Okay. Helping them get through a bumpy time.
Yeah, helps them get through a bumpy time. And then, you know, I'm very active in the community also, so I have other resources for veterans to get assistance through other agencies throughout Butler County.
Okay.
So it's not that we're just going to give them $1,500 and say, hope you make it. It's like we're going to take it and share our experience,
okay,
to help you get back onto your feet,
yeah,
and get going again. And then the second portion of it is our furniture warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
I've been involved with the warehouse portion of it since before we were Butler County Veterans in Need.
Okay.
Before it was Damien and Mary Hamley. They just took it into their heart to have furniture for veterans. And so what we do is we go out, we collect donated furniture. We don't charge for pickups. The veteran is able to come into the warehouse and take whatever he needs, or she needs, or the veteran needs to furnish their apartment. The slogan back in 2011 was, "No veteran should sleep on the floor." And we've grown from that. No veteran should come home to an empty house. So it's just one stress off the veteran, you know, being able to have a furnished apartment to come to.
Yeah. serving some people that served our country.
Yes.
And are very, very important to us. So, and you have your warehouse now location. It's Route 8 north of Butler, North Main Street Extension.
Correct? Yeah, it's 1610 North Main Street Extension. It's considered Building 2.
Okay.
Okay, so our building is down at the end of the parking lot.
Okay. And how long have you been there now?
They built that building for us 3 years ago.
Has it been three now?
Yeah. But before that, we were in the old McDonald warehouse.
Yeah.
And we were there for about 10 years.
Okay. Well, in honor of John and an event that you're going to do, and you've been doing events in recent years to promote what you have and also to promote support of that entity, but now it ties in to the loss of John as well. And you're going to have a ride that is going to include folks going out for a cruise, but then coming back to your facility, and you're going to have a big kind of concert atmosphere, huh?
Yeah, we wanted it to be a festive event. The festivities are going to start way before the bikes get back to the warehouse. We're going to start the goings with about 12 o'clock is when the festivities start.
At the warehouse?
At the warehouse.
Okay.
So you don't have to be on the ride to enjoy local music. It's all local bands playing, and it's going to be a great day.
So if somebody wants to partake in the ride, is that being sponsored, kind of put together by the Legion Riders, possibly?
The Legion Riders are, they came, well, I went to them.
Okay.
Because we were playing this way before John's passing.
Mm-hmm.
I went to them and said that we wanted to have a ride to support our local veterans. And so the Legion Riders jumped on it. And we've been meeting with them and everything, getting it all set up. Registration is going to be up at 778 Lindora Post, American Legion, and it's going to be $20 per rider, $20 per rider, $10 per passenger.
Okay.
If you want to drive four wheels, you can. You'll just be at the back of the pack and enjoy the four stops that we have.
Okay. They'll take them up to New Bethlehem, the Parker VFW Post, up to the Harrisville Post, and then you'll make the ride back to the warehouse location. And usually I know these are, you know, like registration starts, and then they have the kickstands up kind of scenario.
Registration starts at 6, or, yeah, I want to say 6, but that's me starting. But registration is going to be at 9.
Okay.
And then kickstands up at 10:30.
Okay. But then, in addition to that, not only they will go out and do their stops but work their way back to the warehouse, but you'll have some live local music coming up that afternoon. And so you folks will be at the warehouse ready to welcome people in as of noon that day? Is that what
you
said?
Yeah. Yes. We're giving out free hamburgers while supplies last.
I'll be there, so they won't last long.
And then we're going to have basket raffles and we're raffling off a pistol, and also we're raffling off, we have different 50-50s.
Okay.
So starting at 9 a.m. in the morning at American Legion, we're going to have a 50-50. It's an all-day 50-50.
Okay.
And then at each stop, they're going to have a 50-50 at each stop. Okay. And then the winner will be drawn at that stop.
Gotcha.
And then, so it's going to be a nice little fundraiser.
Yeah,
course.
Yeah. And I know a lot of that seems to be the tradition of a lot of these rides. They'll do those different increments of that. But you can come on in and get in on the other activities if you're not riding that day. And who are some of the bands? You're going to have bands every couple hours or every hour? How you doing that?
Every hour. We have starting a day off Undecided. Okay. That's the name of the band.
Okay. And yeah, don't think that they're still trying to figure it out. It's still Undecided, the band.
Yeah. And then we're going to have Jay Lynn Baker.
All right.
And then we're going to have Noble Hops.
Okay.
And then we're going to have Parabellum to close out the night.
And very appropriate because very veteran-led.
Yes. It starts with a veteran band, ends with a veteran band.
Still undecided, some veterans too. That's great.
And then also, one thing that we've learned from past events going to or being involved with, our raffles aren't going to end until after the last band plays.
Ah, okay. So there could be some nice build up there.
There's going to be some nice build up there.
That means you need to stick around.
Yeah. That is fantastic. So 2 o'clock still undecided. Jay Lynn at 3, Noble Hops at 4, Parabellum at 5. And a great day coming up on May 31st. And you're doing this in memory of our dear lost friend, John.
John Zapparini. He's going to be lost in the veteran world. He's taken a lot of knowledge with him.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt. And what a trooper of a gentleman. A lot of respect for John and what he had done over the years. And you just don't replace somebody like that, do you, Roy?
No.
But I know you folks will move forward in his memory and in honor, and certainly with the veterans that you do serve. You do a tremendous job, and we salute all of you for that. So we hope people will come out that day on May 31st. And whether you're going to ride or you're going to just come hang out and take a shot at some raffle or maybe win something, but most importantly, supporting Butler County veterans in need and all the funding that you need to continue to do the great works that you do here.
Right. And if anybody would like to donate a raffle basket,
okay,
they could reach out to me at 724-290-9204. Okay. Now, that's the warehouse phone number. Mm-hmm. So I don't answer it all the time.
So, leave a message.
Leave a message or text.
Okay. You can do either or.
Either or.
Love that. Okay. Or pop on up. When can do you have hours there per se, or is it what is necessary?
I am at the warehouse every Wednesday evening from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m.
Okay.
And then I'm there on Saturday from 10 to 2.
Okay. So pop by or Wednesday or Saturday or make that phone call. Throw that number out for us one more time.
724-290-9204.
290-9204, Roy Ramone. And Roy, we salute you for the efforts here. It sounds like a very fun day, and we'll keep our fingers crossed that we have a great day of weather.
Yes. Keep it in everybody's prayers.
That's right. Thanks for stopping in, Roy.
All right.
Appreciate it. Utah, we're going to get into some music here, and I've got something brand new that just came in as of last night. Obviously, somebody listening to the show and must have been kind of in tune to what we were doing, because we've got a band called Aggressica that we've heard from, and they've put together a brand new piece of material, this is an independent, kind of unsigned, female-fronted band from the Pittsburgh area, and they've got a cool new song called Control that we're going to put together, and you can check out more at aggressica.fans. And they've got a little EP on there, but this is a really cool song called Control. I think you'll dig it. They've got a 6-song EP that they have apparently just come out with, so we'll have to find out more about them, but they're good. I think you'll like it.
All right.
Control by Aggressica.
All right, we'll follow that with a brand new one from Iron Brigade as well. That's just dropped on Friday.
Hey, I love it. And saw some unique pictures of an old Dan Butch. Well, I guess a young Dan Butch over the weekend.
Yeah, young.
It's the Grassroots Show, our opening segment here tonight, brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler. We appreciate you tuning in. The Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at The Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. The Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street, downtown Butler. Chad Geibel, the fourth generation, a name synonymous with professionalism, compassion, and dignity, ready to help families during difficult times. Geibel Funeral Home has been serving the community for generations at the corner of McCain and Cunningham Streets. Chad Geibel suggests that you look into pre-arrangement so that during the most difficult time, the need for major decision-making has already been completed. It's one of the most thoughtful things you can do for those you love. The Geibel Funeral Home. Call Chad Geibel today. It's time to crank up the heat. Fire up those grills, because it's grilling season, baby. It's time to head to Bros' Superette for only the freshest burgers, hot dogs, steaks, and ribs, and chicken, too. Pair your flame-grilled favorites with one of their amazing homemade sides, like coleslaw, potato salad, or pasta salad. Bros' Superette, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill, right on the price, and putting the tasty meats on your grill.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome you back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. Appreciate you tuning in to hear a little bit about local music here tonight. And we want to thank our friends at Cummings Candy and Coffee Service and their four locations to serve you, presenting this segment of our show. And they're part of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival and part of our weekly Friday previews at 7:45, so hope you enjoy hearing that, a little taste of that, and come out and pop out to one of the four locations, get a great taste of Cummings. Maybe you had some for Easter. If you didn't, you can stop by and get it all the time, because they don't just produce special stuff for Easter. They do it year-round, have been for over 100 years at their Main Street location. A
long damn time.
How about that? Yeah. So, hey, we're excited to talk about one of the first festivals of the year, multi-day festivals of the year, and always fun to talk about what's coming to the Slippery Rock area. And it's, in fact, next week. If you didn't check your calendar, it's May already. We want to welcome in Lyle Borger, of course, part of the band Massive Hawk, and primary go-to guy for the Ragu Festival. Lyle, good to have you back in.
Yeah, good to be here.
How many years now for Ragu? Are you estimating over a dozen?
Oh yeah, it's about 15 now, I believe. So.
Wow! Congratulations on that. How did this all start? I'm kind of give us a little history of Ragu.
I played in a band, and a friend of mine had a festival in his friend's backyard, and we're like, we're gonna do more of this, so. Me and the sound guy, Brian Cox, decided we were going to do another one, and that's kind of how it started. And just been doing it every year since then, pretty much.
Yeah. Has it always, and you do this at the Slippery Rock Falls Park.
Yeah, right? And that is where the first one was. And for a while, I had shows at the Slippery Rock Dunes there.
Okay, okay.
It's been back at Rock Falls since, I think, 2013, so...
And if you're not familiar where Rock Falls Park is, it's very easy to find it. All you'll have to do is head up Route 173, and you're heading towards Slippery Rock, past the old stone house, and venture your way towards Slippery Rock, and you'll come to a bridge where the Slippery Rock Creek goes under, and there you are. And you've got a beautiful location, right?
Yep. Yeah. For sure. Beautiful.
Yeah. And there's been this is a place that has grown in recent years as well, hasn't it?
Oh yeah, just a couple years ago, Todd rebuilt the whole stage there from basically trees that had fallen around there. He got a whole sawmill and the stage is beautiful now, and every year he tries to do a little more and make it a little nicer for everybody and. It's come a long way for sure.
It's been neat to see that growth, and especially when you're talking about something that is natural literally, even with the stage being natural. I mean, it's got the setting of that location.
Yeah, yeah. The place where we have the music is kind of a giant a sand mound, you know, that's a result of how the river, how the creek flows there. And, you know, over the years had deposited this giant plateau there that we kind of have the music on. It's kind of sits up above the campsites, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, beautiful setting.
Well, how does the camping work there?
It's included with the ticket.
So, okay, yeah, so not like RVs, or is it
RVs? There is an upcharge for RVs, and like pop up pool behind campers. Okay. There's a small upcharge for that, but. But yeah, everything else, tent camping is included with the ticket costs.
Okay, so this is an event that you can come to, you can come back and forth, or you can stay for the entire weekend, and you run this Friday and Saturday of next weekend, correct?
Yes, correct.
Tell us a little bit about how we get the tickets and such. Is it just...
just to show up at the door, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so about ticket prices. You mentioned, tent camping is included with that. What's the cost for us to be involved?
So Friday and Saturday, now we start music about 5:30 on Friday.
Okay.
Friday and Saturday is 50, and just Saturday is 40.
Okay. So you can buy a weekend pass, come in and enjoy all the music for 50, and that's...
And you get both nice camping with that as well. Okay. So.
All right. So you can come hang for the weekend, and then a little bit of an upcharge if you have something that's a bigger vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I believe it is 40 for an RV added on to the cost.
Still, you can't go... Can't go catch music and stay at a hotel for that kind of price.
No, right? The camping if you were to show up on a random weekend is like $15 a person. So you're already most of the way paid on the music part of it.
That's great. Let's talk a little bit about day one. Let's talk Friday, and then we'll play a couple of songs, and then we'll talk about Saturday. Again, we're talking about the 15th. Ragu Festival coming to Slippery Rock Park May 2nd and 3rd next weekend. And you're going to kick things off, as you said, on Friday at around 5:30. Who are we going to be hearing?
It's actually 6:30. I'm sorry.
Oh, 6:30?
6:30 to 7:30 is the Snowbirds are opening it up there. And then a band called Bucket of Puppies. They're from kind of closer to West Virginia area. Wine and Spirit and Bucket of Puppies again. And then Massive Hawk. Is the Friday lineup there, and then and then Saturday, if you want to get into that, Caffeine and Tourmaline, and the Sunrisers, Logan B and Dirty Leaf, they're from Erie area.
Yeah, I've caught them before up there. They're pretty damn good.
Yeah, real good. SHBW, which is three out of the four members of what used to be the Stationary Pebbles, and Chris Wood, who plays keys in Broctopus. They have a little project together they're doing. The Other Bugs, Colin and the Crows, they're from down in Pittsburgh. Lucid Scales, which is a duo. One creates beats on keyboards and drum machines, and the other like freestyle raps over top of it. Dizzy Whoosh, the Greg Brady Orchestra, which is basically two of the three members out of Daddy Jones' Kingdom, and Chris Compton, and they have another guy they've added. I can't remember his name right now. And Habitat and Broctopus. So that's your lineup for Saturday there.
Stationary Pebbles, they've gone by the wayside for now?
They kind of hung up. Steve joined Broctopus, and he that's his primary band right now. And they're taking a indefinite hiatus as of now, but they're just kind of have a little jam project, and they wanted to be involved with Ragu since they have been for many, many years.
So this is the way they can be still a part of it. And you have a lot of great traditions, I think, with the festival.
That's the idea, is I try to, keep as many from the original first one. Basically, Daddy Jones' Kingdom and Wine and Spirit are the only two surviving people groups from the first one.
So. Yeah, that says a lot, though. 15 years of, we've even seen that, in the shorter time of the band jam. Bands come and go, and you have some bands that, have stuck it together for that long. But, that's a testament in time right there to be able to do something that long.
So. Yeah, and I try to, kind of give seniority to bands that have played over the years, and you know, try to keep them on the lineup, you know, until they can't be there.
Yeah.
Shagdog couldn't make it this year, which hasn't been for a long time. They haven't been able to play, but they had a prior engagement they couldn't get out of. So
yeah,
it's the first time they haven't been on the lineup for
forever.
It's been a long time. Yeah, it's probably back to 2011 or 2012, wow. I think.
Wow. Guess they had a separate gig at Circus Town, huh?
Yeah.
So, well, let's get into some music. We're going to dive into some Massive Hawk, and we'll play a song, Second Rate.
Awesome.
Yeah. Tell us about that a little bit. Refresh us.
It's just we've got just a couple songs up on the Spotify. We're trying to really put together a live recorded situation. So it's just taking a while to get something that we really feel good about kind of putting out there. But yeah, this is one of the two tracks that we have up on Spotify. Smith Sarver wrote it, and it's pretty good cut. So
yeah, we love playing it here on the Grassroots Show for sure. Then we're gonna follow that up with some great Wine and Spirit and a tune called Can't Find You. We love Wine and Spirit. Paul and the boys are so much fun.
Yeah,
and I love that history too.
Yeah, I've been playing with them now too. So I've been there for a little over a year now. I've been
Have you?
Playing
yeah. with them. Yeah, yeah. Adding the keys,
yep.
The magical keyboards. It's Lyle Borger visiting with us tonight. 15th Ragu Festival next weekend. Make sure you're there, and you'll catch some Massive Hawk and Wine and Spirit. It's the Grassroots Show here on the Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Slower, and my soul is where it's been. All I do is move. You got the moon.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy
and Coffee. At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
You're listening to the Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions here on the Rock Station 97.7. Bob Cup with you, Lyle Borger with us, Utah Burgess with us as well. We are presented by Bros' Superette, high on the hill and right on the price at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue. Just, yep, had a ham loaf.
Had a ham loaf, didn't you? Yep.
Yep. We had a ham from Bros', then we had ham loaf.
There you go.
It's great stuff, great stuff. And, of course, they overlook the beautiful downtown Butler area. You can almost see the courthouse from the top of the hill right from their location. And, of course, big supporters of the music scene as well. Hey, we have Lyle Borger with us here tonight. We are previewing really has to be the first big camping available music festival that is outdoors for the springtime. We always enjoy getting a preview of Ragu Festival. It is next weekend. That is May 2nd and 3rd, Friday night, all day Saturday, 15th Ragu Festival. Lyle Hawk of Massive Hawk is going to be a part of that. You just were participating in an event that was kind of fun this past weekend. As a matter of fact, yesterday down at down in Blawnox, huh?
Yeah. Punkapalooza and Moondogs and the Starlight. They have music of both places going back and forth over both days there. It's been happening for a long time. I don't know the beginning of the history. I know Stephen Cunningham, it's his birthday. They call him Punk, and it they have been having a thing there for I don't know when they started it, but it's been kind of a tradition for quite a long time there in that area. So
yeah. That's fun. Of course, Moondog does such a great job supporting the local music scene. Incredible, the legacy. And I'm sure that's a lot of fun to play, having the music kind of up and down. What is that, Freeport Road and Blawnox, right?
Yeah. Yep, it's always a great time. You know, I can't remember the first time I ended up there. It was probably 2014 or 2015, because Dizzy Woosh was playing there, and it was the first time I had gone to one of them, so... but yeah, it's definitely something you don't want to miss. So
cool. I know in years past we have talked when we've had you to preview Ragu Festival that you had started up another festival a little later in the year. Will that be happening later in the summer?
So we did last year. We did an event we called Bloom Gala, but this June is very, very packed. Habitat throws a festival called Funky Fest, and it's the very first weekend in May, the one that, or in June, that straddles May and June. Mm-hmm. And then Gare Fest is the next week after that. And then there's another event called Movement on the Mountain. There's very little room in June for kind of the crowd we focus on. it would be tricky to pull off. So we kind of pulled back from doing that one this year. But we will have one in September. We haven't really focused exactly on the date yet, but there will be a synchro symposium this year, most likely in September. And obviously, midsummer at Rock Falls is the July 25th and 26th, and that's an event that's been going on, I think, this would be 21 years now,
oh,
I think.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I thought Ragu was the original, but...
Todd's been having that there since it was, you know, wasn't much of a stage up there when they first started having it. They'd pull out some pallets and get a tent, and, you know, it would...
Yeah. Good stuff. So that'll be July 25th and 26th, your midsummer get together.
Correct.
Garefest, is that the one, Sandy Lake?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, and that's Brocktopus throws that, and involves a lot of the local bands, and it's always a great time. It's earlier this year. Usually it's in like first, second week of August. And this year they've moved it towards second week of June there, June 6th and 7th, I believe, is the dates. It's also always a great time. It's something, kind of all the same friend groups kind of just go to all these festivals, that these bands throw every year, and it's a thing everybody looks forward to, just seeing everybody, you know, once the season begins. So
you're getting past the long winter.
Yeah, we try to capitalize on the cabin fever a little bit by being the first mover, you know.
Right.
And sometimes it gets you, and sometimes a little cold, a little wet, but usually people don't care too much because they're sick of sitting inside all winter.
Well, hopefully we have a good weather weekend for you. Again, next weekend, May 2nd and 3rd, 15th Ragu Festival, Slippery Rock Falls Park. And you can't miss out on the fun because it kicks off at 6:30 on Friday night, and you'll have evening activities up to the end. And then what time do you fire things up on Saturday?
I think it's 12:30 on Saturday is the first act.
Okay, and then all day Saturday.
All day, yep.
Yeah, good time. Refresh us again on the cost, what people have to do to be a part of the Ragu Festival.
Yeah, for Friday and Saturday, it's $50. And for just Saturday, it's $40. So the deal is to come on Friday because then you get cheaper camping, some extra music. But obviously the majority of the acts are on Saturday, so it definitely that's why you just, it's a little more for Friday, but you don't get half price for coming on Saturday because the majority of the acts are, you got 12 hours of music on almost on.
You guys have a website, or is it most information just on like a Facebook event page?
Just a Facebook event page. I do have a link. I have in use. I tried to update it this morning, but I don't think it updated, so I'm not going to share it.
Yeah, we'll throw it in our tag for the show. So.
Yeah, definitely. Throw out the bands again that you're going to have. Let's go back through the list because you got a heck of a nice list, and we're obviously sampling some of those here tonight on the show.
But let me start with the ones that are a little different from every other year. So the Other Bugs are playing this year, which I'm very excited about. They're a Pittsburgh jam band group. They're very well known down there. They have lots of great material, good following, and Bucket of Puppies as well is one that got added this year, and they're phenomenal. Sarah Haywacker fronts the band. I don't know if the Rusty Haywackers, she used to be in that band. And then the Greg Brady Orchestra, they've changed their name a couple of times, but it's Josh Hovis and Ian from Daddy Jen's Kingdom, and they got Chris Compton sitting in on drums, who we know is
they got to keep that name because I love that name.
Yeah, I know.
Brady Orchestra.
I'm waiting for Marcia to show up to see him. Yeah. Primary groupie, right?
Yeah. And then, like I said, SHBW, which is a little jam project by the former members of the Stationary Pebbles and Mr. Chris Wood, who is a red haired keyboard wizard of a whole nother level. Other than that, it's a lot of the same. Oh, and Logan B and Dirty Leaf, this will be their second year. But other than that, it's a lot of the same bands that we've booked over the years. Brocktopus, Habitat, Dizzy Whoosh, Colin and the Crows, Caffeine and Tourmaline, which is my girlfriend Jess's band, the Snowbirds, Wine and Spirit, and Massive Hawk. So, yeah, come check it out. It's always a great time. We'll have Circus Days. We'll be spinning fire. Gilligan's will be supplying the food like every year. There's a whole list of vendors that are involved as well. You know, and crafters making stuff. So
cool. Fun weekend. Yeah, just come hungry. Come hungry for some music and stay for the weekend.
Yeah, for sure.
So, well, Lyle, we appreciate the visit here this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate what you guys do for local music, and you know, everybody's excited when they hear their track played on your show, and it's a great thing.
Well, salute to you folks that keep the festivals going strong as well. 15 years.
And the music. And the music that just constantly comes at us from this whole area. It's incredible.
Yeah,
definitely.
It's fun. It's, I mean, we sampled a good, last weekend, a good sample of it, and another good sample tonight. So it's jam band season for sure. So, Lyle, we're going to play a little bit of Broctopus and Habitat to follow it up.
All right. Sounds good.
And have a great time at Ragu Festival next weekend.
Thank you.
Lyle Barger from Massive Hawk and Ragu Festival. Be there, folks. 15th year, Slippery Rock Falls Park, May 2nd and 3rd. Here's Mothership from Broctopus and a little road work from Habitat as we enjoy the Grassroots Show here again tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
It's time to crank up the heat. Fire up those grills, because it's grilling season, baby. It's time to head to Bros' Superette for only the freshest burgers, hot dogs, steaks, and ribs, and chicken, too. Pair your flame-grilled favorites with one of their amazing homemade sides, like coleslaw, potato salad, or pasta salad. Bros' Superette, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill, right on the price, and putting the tasty meats on your grill. Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy
and Coffee.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
The Rock Done Right Tour has some exciting stops building as we head into the summer months, including discussion of tonight's Butler County Veterans in Need event, the Ride for Our Veterans, and the concert to follow in memory of John Cyprian. The ride will get underway with registration at 9 a.m. at the Lindor American Legion, and then the concert to follow that afternoon. Lots of events for the entire family. 1610 North Main Street Extension, Route 8 North in Butler. Also coming up in August, the Rock Done Right Tour heads to Carn City for the 7th annual Music for the Cure with the Noble Hops Band, the Ragged Company, and special guests the Shiners, Highway Moon, Black Ridge, and those guys, along with special acoustic performances by Moose and the Dead Flowers. Circle your calendar now, August 9th, 124 Maple Road in Carn City, from 1 p.m. to 11 p.m., BYOB, but there will be food vendors, and you can even camp. And also, of course, the Rock Done Right Tour heads to Cooper's Lake in August. August 21st through 23rd, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Tickets are on sale now at thebandjam.com. Thursday night, Ram Automotive presents the singer-songwriter in the round, which is free of charge. The music will continue Friday night at 5 and all weekend long. Check out thebandjam.com. 2B's Acoustic will be kicking off the month of May with a visit to the Full Pint Kitchen and Tap Room, Perry Highway in Warrendale, Friday, May 2nd, and then Saturday, May 3rd, the Corner Bar and Grills, East Main Street in Quarry. And the Shady Lady concert calendar includes a visit Saturday, May 9th to Punxsutawney for the Noble Hops Live at Sandfly Brewing.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs. BuildTheScene.com, created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
The Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street, downtown Butler. Chad Geibel, the fourth generation, a name synonymous with professionalism, compassion, and dignity, ready to help families during difficult times. Geibel Funeral Home has been serving the community for generations at the corner of McCain and Cunningham Streets. Chad Geibel suggests that you look into pre-arrangement so that during the most difficult time, the need for major decision-making has already been completed. It's one of the most thoughtful things you can do for those you love. The Geibel Funeral Home. Call Chad Geibel today.
Back for our final segment of the show here tonight. Here it is. April 27th. We survived the 420 and we've moved on to 667 now. So yeah. We're still here.
We're still here. You're right. Yeah. And nobody yelled at us was offended. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
We're just having a little bit of fun. Yeah. So appreciate everybody being cool.
That's right. So there you go. And hey, we are brought to you in part by our friends at Build the Scene, Bill Damiano, Chad Geibel, the Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street in Butler, and Daily Tire and Auto, Route 308 in Boyers, in addition to Bros' Superette, Cummings Candy and Coffee, Meat Locker Recording Studio, and of course, our presenter, Shady Lady Productions. And have to tie in here, we'll talk about Band Jam, but first and foremost, before I get too carried away, which is easy for me to do, big shout out to the local band, the Noble Hops. And a big inking, signing on the dotted line with a gentleman that we've visited with quite a few times over the years, MTS.
Yeah, we're part of the MTS family now, as Michael put it. Yeah. Welcome to the MTS family. But yeah, we're excited for it.
Yeah, so a little bit of promotion opportunity. And so you guys you work enough, so it's nice to have somebody else wanting to come in and support your project.
It's huge. Yeah, it really is, because I'm always doing stuff for everybody else and never for myself. So it's kind of nice.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on that. And a shout out to Michael Stover for wanting to support the cause. And certainly the latest single that you guys have put out that is just an absolute tremendous song, Kelso Beach, which was written on the shores of Lake Erie, as the story is told. But that's pretty awesome. So some distribution that way as far as promotion and such. Right. It's no small task.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So. Like Tony said, does that mean we all get Ferraris? Going to give the band each Matchbox Ferrari. Matchbox car.
Well, you got to start somewhere. Yeah. So, and of course, another event that is coming up very similar to Ragu Festival, a multi-day festival, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, coming to Cooper's Lake Campground, of course, kicking off on Thursday, the 21st of August at Cooper's Lake with the singer-songwriter in the round, presented by one of our sponsors, Ram Automotive. Looking forward to a great night of sitting back acoustically and listening to the stories of how some of the songs were created that we listened to.
Yeah, that's how it's turned into a crowd favorite, you know, Thursday night. And people usually roll in on Thursday anyway, you know, to get an extra day of camping in at the beautiful Cooper's Lake Campground. And so, yeah, we give them a little bit of entertainment to kick things off. And it's really, people love it. It's really gotten quite big for it's a good opportunity for somebody to get out there and promote their music and tell the story behind the song.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And that's an event, by the way, that is absolutely free of charge for anybody to come out. You can come out. There's no cost of admission to get in that night. Now, if you're coming out to stay at Cooper's Lake, that's a separate charge. Yes. That's a separate deal. But for that music part of the Band Jam, that's a free opportunity. So if you've never been out to Cooper's Lake or you've never checked out the Band Jam, you'd like to come out and see some local music, bring yourself a chair, drive on out. It kicks off at 7 o'clock Thursday, August 21st. You can bring the chair out and sit down and join the multitudes that will just kick back and relax in an informal kind of setting.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. Yep. And August 21st to 23rd.
Yep, and then 22nd and 23rd, Friday and Saturday, the Band Jam Festival. Basically, you will pay to get into that. It's our event, and then camping is separate. But you can buy two different versions of passes. You can buy a weekend, just like they have for Ragu, or you can buy the single-day pass as well. So you can check that all out at thebandjam.com. And thanks to other sponsors, including Cummings Candy that we've talked about, and Ram Automotive. Some other folks have hopped on again this year, and we really appreciate their support, Utah.
Yeah, Music from the 412, which you should be checking that out, musicfromthe412.com. Scarfire Media is on board. Jazz's Rockin' Road Show, what a great show he's got. You can catch that on Music from the 412. And we're excited to welcome Liberty Corner Tavern on board as well. You know, Liberty Corner Tavern's been doing the Thirsty Thursday acoustic nights for, I don't know, coming on 4 years now, every first and third Thursday of the month. And it does quite well down there in Freeport. A lot of people enjoy that, get a lot of great feedback on it.
That's great. Another entity that supports local music.
Right, yeah.
And we appreciate their involvement. They're one of the few locations across western Pennsylvania, maybe even the tri-state area, that let that character Don Keyes in the doors. So, you know, that says a lot about respecting music.
Let's not lower our show standards here, Bob, by talking about Don Keyes.
But we appreciate their involvement in the Band Jam. TheBandJam.com, all things Band Jam can be found right there, including the connection to Cooper's Lake. Shout out to Lyle Borger for coming in to preview Ragu Festival. We wish them great weather next weekend. And, of course, on Saturday, May 31st, don't forget we had Roy Ramone in segment number one to talk about a very special event to benefit veterans in need. And remember our late friend John Cyprian. But that'll be a full day of fun, whether you're going to hop on the ride or just come out for the music and festivities and free burgers for the
onset they last. Anyway. While they last.
Yeah, while they last. But that'll be a great event. And again, their location on North Main Street Extension, Route 8 north of Butler, just past the Clearview Mall. You won't miss it. So listen for the music. And let's listen to some music. I got another new one here, Utah. And this is a band that, surprisingly, even with my Saturday night show, I've not come across before. And they've been around in the Pittsburgh area, I guess, now for the last 15 or so years. And I just saw they are dropping a brand new album. As a matter of fact, they've already dropped it. And yesterday, they had a CD release show down at Mr. Small's Funhouse in Millvale. And they had a couple of bands come in from out of the area to join them. But they're a band called Lady Beast. And they've just released a new album called The Inner Alchemist. And this is a pretty cool song called The Oracle's Omen. They've got some great stuff that go back. It was kind of going through their discography. And they got some great stuff a few years back. Had a cool song called Reaper and more. So let's spin a new one from Lady Beast out of Pittsburgh.
All right. Sounds good. And sounds like somebody we should reach out to and get on the show here if they've been around that long. All right. Well, and I'm going to take the show out with a song of ours called Me For Me.
And salute out to MTS Records and Promotions, getting involved with the Noble Hops and supporting local music. We love to hear those success stories. And we hope you will get out and support local music as well. And we will be back again next Sunday night at 7 to open up the month of May. Can you believe it? Right here on The Rock Station 97.7. It's The Grassroots Show presented by Shady Lady Productions.
sitting in the dark, just playing my guitar. Wondering how long, how long and how far this life will take me until the bitter end. And when that time comes, will I still call you a friend? But I'm just a man who at times is cut and ran. But there have been times. Cosmic double.